We're talking today with Harry Birdwell of the commissioners of the school land office or school land commission office. Harry, almost ready once again for your annual auction of school land leases to folks across a whole bunch of counties here in the state of Oklahoma. Let's back up and talk a little bit about the concept of what your agency is doing. In other words, how you're actually handling some of the key resources of the state of Oklahoma.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, we do have quite a lot of land in the state. Still about 750,000 surface acres and 1,300,000 mineral acres around the state, which makes the state school land office the second largest landowner in the state of Oklahoma. We have but one job, defined by the state constitution and the Oklahoma Enabling Act, by which we became a state in 1907. That one mission is to manage those assets for the benefit of public education in the state. So every year, as a part of that, we auction five-year leasehold interests in land across the state. And this year, those auctions will be held beginning October 17th and ending November 1st. And all the proceeds from cropland and grazing land and recreational land in 43 counties in Oklahoma go for the benefit of K through 12 and higher education in the state.
The general direction of the amount of money that you've been able to raise and then invest back into our schools has been on upward trajectory. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is, and I'm particularly proud of that. When Governor Fallon became governor 6 years ago, the School Land Commission had $1.6 billion in invested funds. We now have $2.3 billion. In addition to that, we've done several things that that enhance the generation of income, from investment in some commercial assets and development of commercial properties throughout the state. We've exchanged land in some places around the state to get more valuable land that will generate more money. So we've increased the distributions to our beneficiaries over the last 5 years by on the order of 44% over that five-year period, which is greater than at any other period in the history of the state. As a matter of fact, Ron, for fiscal 2016, which was completed June 30th, we distributed $102.3 million to K through 12 school districts in the state and $32 million to 13 higher education institutions in the state. And the distributions to K through 12 were the highest in the history of the state. So despite the fact that the economy isn't hitting on all cylinders and oil and gas commodity prices are down and leasing interest in oil and gas properties is lower than it was a year or two ago, and agricultural prices aren't as good as they were a couple of years ago. Nonetheless, all the managing that we have done of our assets and the growth of our trust funds has, in fact, continued to increase the distributions.
For the land that you'll be leasing or offering for lease this fall, about one-fifth of the land that you actually hold in total is what you've normally do on an annual basis. I know that this is something that you kind of watch those economic trends, and are you anticipating that the economy may soften some of those bids a little bit this year?
Well, it could a little bit, but I don't think substantially so. A couple of things that we've done that we think make our land continue to grow in value to the users are that we have worked very hard to continue to develop the water resources on our land. Most of our land is located in the western 60% of the state of Oklahoma. And, of course, you know, in dry years, it's particularly important to have as much water as you can. So we've drilled lots of new water wells. We have dug new ponds. We have reworked old ponds and reinforced old pond dams to to make our land a little bit more drought resistant, and at the same time we've done the things that we think are important in terms of proper soil conservation. We've tried some new experimental things in terms of removing mesquite from lands down in the southwestern counties, and in several counties we have done a lot of removal of cedars through through dozing and through controlled burns. So we're trying to be good stewards of the land and be sure that that the land is more valuable each time that we go through a leasing cycle.
And you've got multiple locations, as you always have, that you're going to be actually offering the auctions, the actual acres that you'll be offering coming up here latter part of October through the 1st of November. Walk me through a typical day as far as what interested party would find as they come in and want to be a part of the process.
Well, we do have nine auction sites this year, and those are all listed on our website, clo.ok.gov. And at those nine sites, there will be 570 different tracts of land. Most of the tracts of land are a quarter section. Several large ranch units out in Cimarron County in the Panhandle will be up this year. But what typically happens is that people go to the website, again, clo.ok.gov, and they look at all the land that is going to be auctioned, and they find out what site will be the specific one for the particular tract that they're interested in. Then they'll come, and there is a live auction where you get a bidder's card, and if you want to bid, you hold your card up, and if you survive as the highest bidder at the conclusion of the bidding, then the lease will be made to you for a 5-year term, and it will be consistent with the conditions. I mean, if it's cropland or if it's grazing land or if it's predominantly to be used for recreation, those conditions will be made plain in the auction brochure. And on site before you, and so you know what you're bidding on, you know what the location is, you can go find the GIS mapping and find the characteristics of the land. And so it's an interesting process, and in some counties we have fairly vigorous bidding, in other counties a little less interest, but overall fairly competitive bidding.
In this day and age of electronics and everything, it's interesting that you've maintained that on-site live auction.
Well, that is true. The principal reason for that is it is required by the state constitution that it does need to be a live auction. The people, when they wrote the state's constitution, were fairly fairly pragmatic, agrarian, and that was the order of the day, is that it was. You stand before your peers and you indicate what you're willing to pay, and your word is your bond, and that was sort of the approach that I think led to the constitutional requirement that it be a live public auction.
Looking out there, you've made some land swaps, as you mentioned, some property exchanges. Is there a day that you'll maybe manage a lot fewer acres and just continue to add that to that asset base as far as dollars and cents?
There has been some ebb and flow of that, but I think most of the commissioners, and by the way, our commissioners are four elected statewide officials: governor, lieutenant governor, auditor and inspector, state superintendent for public instruction, and then the president of the state board of agriculture. Those are our five commissioners. Over the years, I think most of the commissioners have thought it was in the best interests of the state to maintain the ownership of the land. Did not want to flood the agricultural market at any given time, because it could affect prices and affect the prices for privately owned land throughout the state if we just dumped a lot of land. I think there will be a reluctance for as far in the future as I can imagine to want to sell great chunks of the land. The requirement by state law and by the Constitution is if we sell any land or trade any land, we have to get at least market value or trade for something that will generate more income for the School Land Commission. Mm-hmm. So our job is fairly well defined, and the limitations under which the restrictions, that is, under which we operate in terms of selling or trading land are fairly tight. So I don't expect there to be a widespread sale of land. I think it is all a matter of how can we generate the most income from the land we own, or how can we find other land that's more valuable to the interests of education.
Right. Circling back to the auctions this year, place to start is the website, right?
Yes. Anyone who might be interested in cropland, grazing land, or land that that is uniquely situated such that it has a lot of water and wooded areas that may be good for recreational activity, fishing and hunting, look on the website, again, clo.ok.gov, and find out if there are tracts of land that are particularly of interest to your listeners.